broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And look, I will be honest with you, and I hope you don't mind my saying this.
I don't have anyone that doesn't want me to run.
Ladies and gentlemen, electric cars are gay.
I got the sucker.
I hate Barack Obama.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take it all the way through the looking glass to places other talk shows wish they could go.
And they can.
Doug Danger joins us this hour to discuss a best Halloween movies for kid list that was put out by Parent Dish, plus the Dr. Green Thumb report this hour. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight, Austin, Texas, KJCE 1370 AM, and in Sarasota, Florida, WTMY 1280 AM. And we're very, very proud to have those stations on the Phil Hendry Network with us. Our website is philhendryshow.com. If you are not in the neighborhood of an affiliate, I suppose if you're watching us on the web right now, then you know if you happen to be picking us up someplace, driving across country, you can hear us. On our website, philhendryshow.com, you can get downloads over there. You can watch us on the video cast, and you can do it mobile, too. So if you have your Android phone, your Evo phone, you can be watching us right now as you are out and about on this Friday night at philhendryshow.com. And, of course, we have thousands of hours of archive material as well. So check it out, philhendryshow.com. All right, so there's a list. I want to get Doug Danger up from the Orange County Courier. Doug is the entertainment writer over there, and we're going to talk tonight about Halloween movies. For kids, and this is a list that was put up by, I think this is Parent Dish, Doug. Now, you, I know, were asked to review the list. Is that right?
Well, Phil, what I was asked to do, along with other principals, I suppose, in media, I'm an entertainment writer. We had some teachers there. We had behaviorists were there, and some other people, some television people were there, too. This is a list that's put out every year by ParentDish.com and AOL Family. And it's a list of the top of the 10 best Halloween movies for kids. It's going to get that will help them appreciate the holiday spirit without making them too scared. And they invite me because I'm a film writer. I'm also a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm very honest because of the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist that I've been through so much of the bigotry and prejudice that will other people, weaker people, will allow affect them so that they do not speak the truth. I'm gay, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so I found the courage within to speak the truth about what I see and what is good for the film viewer, as well as the person who is spending the very hard-earned dollar on the entertainment product.
Now, you didn't sit down, Doug, and watch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many movies are there?
10.
You didn't sit down and watch 10 movies, right?
No, we did not, Phil. What we did see was a compendium. This was put together by the people there from the Anaheim Hills Parent Media Group that was moderating this and hosting this event. So we saw a compendium of scenes from different films, and at that point, then we gave our opinion following this compendium.
Now, the article that you wrote this morning was quite negative. It essentially was a slam on this Parent Media Group. You said that they weren't thinking clearly. You said that they obviously don't have the best interests of the children involved. And I think the name of the article was Who's the Parent and Who's the Kid?
That's right. I mean, you could have had the kids pick the list for all the value that they had. I mean, they showed a basic... I'm gonna say this as honest. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I've got to be honest. They were stupid with this list.
All right, I have the list. Tell me where I'm wrong or right, or where this goes wrong or right.
Well, understand, Phil. 9 of the 10 movies I really don't have any problem with.
Why don't we read the list of the 9? Do you have it there?
I've got it. And I enjoyed the different scenes. The number one movie they had down was it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, the wonderful children's Halloween movie. Pooh's Heffalump Halloween movie is a good movie. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Some people have a problem with the Harry Potter series. I don't. It's a fantasy series, and to me, Halloween represents both scary and fantasy. Casper, a great children's Halloween movie, Monsters Incorporated, which is one of those fabulously animated films from Disney Pixar. It's a fun Halloween movie for kids, and they can also learn from the film that scary things don't always turn out to be so terrifying. And the same thing with Casper. Scooby-Doo, which is it's a ghost hunter movie, you know, and it's a fantasy movie, too. And again, I think that falls into my criteria, which is the following thing. It has to have some element of fantasy. Scooby-Doo, we don't think of Scooby-Doo as scary, but he is this sort of unusual dog, shall we say, you know.
Right.
And the Addams Family, which I think is self-explanatory, Beetlejuice, and The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a Tim Burton movie. It's pretty dark, but I think it's appropriate for kids. The movie, though, that I immediately asked the compendium, here's what the problem was about. Number 8, they have as E.T. the Extraterrestrial. When Ann Schelder got us all together after we looked at this compendium, she made a mistake. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you don't ever make this mistake. And I've been writing about movies for a long time. She made a mistake that, in the sense that I mean fatal, it was fatal in that she wrote her own epitaph. There was no way I was going to write about this event and give it a good, clean bill of health. At the end of this presentation, she said, are there any comments or questions? And I had my hand up, and she said, the gentleman from the Orange County Courier, Mr. Danger, I said, and of the 10 films you presented tonight, you've only presented 9 that are fantasy or Halloween per se. One of them is a science fiction. And
That would be E.T., yeah.
Absolutely, it's E.T. E.T.'s a science fiction. E.T.'s not a fantasy movie. Some people may think it's a fantasy that life is on another planet, but the possibility of life on another planet, I don't think anybody discounts. But we certainly do discount the possibility that there's ghouls and gremlins and goblins and all of this. This is more or less the stuff of man's mythic fear. Whereas, a creature, you know, something that looks like that thing, you know, comes into your house or whatever, it's eating Reese's Pieces. I don't know what it did. But anyway, so I said to her, that's a science fiction. And let me give you my reasons why I say that. I said it is an extraterrestrial. It lands on this planet. It clearly has a vehicle that it traveled to this planet in. There are Confederates or compatriots aboard that. It is some kind of a scientific investigation or scientific mission that this vessel is on. It lands on our Earth. This creature is left because of some mix-up or miscalculation, and hence we see the survival mechanism of this creature, and the compassion of the human species kicks in. And I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I can tell you right now, I know what I'm talking about. I said, so that's a science fiction. It is not a horror movie. And she made the fatal error of saying, thank you very much for your comment. Any other questions? Okay?
So she didn't...
I just got done. See, my time's valuable. I'm going to go down to Anaheim Hills and sit down with a bunch of people for, eat donuts and drink coffee or whatever and watch some slew of kid movies. I don't care. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But I went ahead and I did it because my editor said it'd be a nice thing to do. And I go down there, and they showed me 9 Halloween movies. They didn't show me 10. 9. And I sat down with that Ann Schelder, and I also sat down with Dale Forrester, who I think you know from...
I know Dale from Film Festival.
Yeah. And I said to him, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay, that's number one. Number two, E.T. ain't no horror movie. And, of course, he gives me a hint. And I said, come on, I'm in a hurry. He goes, I'll take it under advisement, anything else. So that's the second time. So I had no choice.
Well, you came back and you wrote an article for the Orange County Courier saying that this was a... You called it a fraud. You called it was a time-wasting fraud perpetrated by, quote, something called the Anaheim Hills Parent Media Group, end of quote. You made it very clear. You write in your article, I made it clear that because of my sexual orientation as a gay man and my profession as a gay journalist, I had walked down the long road of bigotry and prejudice, so I knew what I was talking about, and I was not afraid of the truth. I'm just quoting here, Doug.
Go ahead.
When it came to movie number... Let me write here. When it came to movie number 8, clearly a science fiction, I'd had it up to here. When the showing was ended, I raised my hand and talked to Ann Shelder, a woman who looks to be in her late 30s with thick ankles and a strip mall nail job. I mean, that's not necessary, is it?
No, what are you, excuse me? You're talking about me, right? I'm talking about...
No, you're describing the lady that... a woman with thick ankles and a strip mall nail job.
That's exactly what I wrote. I'm getting my time... Wait, this is not about... Okay, I can see. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. This ain't about me. It's about the people that brought me down there to look at so-called horror movies, and they slipped in a science fiction in much the same way you drop a roofie into some woman's drink. Not you, but guys like you.
And guys like me. Guys like me.
Phil, don't make it about you, okay?
Well, what are you talking about now, man? What are you talking about? You?
Yeah. I told this guy, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I want horror movies or you're wasting my time. And they slip in this E.T.
All right, but it looks to me like what the argument is here, and we'll take some phone calls. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about a film, well, really a compendium of movies you were asked to comment on, Halloween movies for kids. And you say that there were only, of the 10, there were only 9 Halloween movies. One was a science fiction. And when you brought it up to the woman who moderated it, she said, thank you very much. Any other questions?
That's right. That's right. And where I warrant being insulted, I don't know. Why she felt empowered to spit in my face the way she did, I don't know.
Well, when she says, thank you very much, are there any other questions, I don't know that that is necessarily spitting in your face.
Well, I think you know what I'm talking about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, Doug Danger on Halloween movies for kids. 9 of these movies, Doug says, are horror movies. But one of them's a science fiction, thus it didn't belong in this list. Thus, the Anaheim Hills parent media group lied to him and misused his time, and then were rude to him by saying, thank you very much, are there any other questions? They kind of blew him off. We'll talk to Doug more about this when we come back. 877-876-PHIL on this Friday night, talking about Halloween movies for kids. Is E.T. a Halloween movie for a kid or a science fiction movie for a kid? We'll be right back.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, don't make it something that's like it's not a big deal.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And the movies, too.
Yeah, well, that's what they got to do.
Doug Danger joins us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the film critic for the Orange County Courier, on a group of Halloween movies rated the top 10 Halloween movies for kids. Now, you went out and you saw this, the Anaheim Parent Media Group, Anaheim Hills?
Anaheim Hills, Phil. The Parent Media Group took me out there, as they did other people, to watch a companion of these movies, get our comments. And they've got a collection of films that are Halloween movies for children, with the exception of one. It was a science fiction called E.T. It is not a Halloween movie. So right there, the Anaheim Hills parent media group showed a very disquieting and disturbing lack of concern for truth, as if they would lie to children. I'll stand for anything. I'll stand for anything. But you lie to a kid. And I'm not, not only do I not want to have anything to do with you, but I'm not going to do anything to help you either. And I told her that as I was leaving.
Now, you're talking about this woman, Ann Shelder, who you claim was very rude to you.
It's not a claim. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I said to her, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You got one science fiction in there. Thank you very much. Are there any other questions? When I went to leave, I said the same thing to this guy she was sitting with, some effeminate guy named Frank, or I forget his name, and he said, is there anything else? So I said, oh, you know what, you don't know what you two people have done, but what you've basically done is you've taken out a shovel, dug a 6x10, and jumped into it. because when I get done with you, and that's what I do. Now, they're going to be asking me for their help throughout this month of October to try to publicize the Halloween movies, and I'm not going to give it to them. I'm not going to publicize anything that they've got to say, and I'll tell you why. They're homophobes. They hate queers, and I'll say it as bluntly as I can.
Now, hold on, because I haven't heard you say anything.
You know, we always get into this. This is the thing, this is one of the things I love about you. We always, you never, ever will give me the benefit of the doubt and take my side.
Wait a minute, man. That's not the case. If you'll just help me, maybe I will. Where did they show obvious homophobia?
Let me tell you something, my friend. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I understand that, but you said that they hate queers. You put it that way.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you why I think that, as if it isn't blatantly obvious to anybody with any education at all. When I said to them, you got a science fiction movie in there, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. She looked at me like I had just grown out of one of those seed pods from, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Like there was a lot of foam around me, and I had just been created out of something that looked like a Brussels sprout. And I remember looking behind me, like, is she looking at some kind of a mutant that's sitting behind me? No, she's looking at me. And I said, are you okay? She goes, thank you. Are there any other questions?
Wait a minute, wait. I just want to be clear myself on something, all right?
No, I just explained it to you.
No, hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Did you say to me just now and to my audience that when you said to her, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist and you've got one science fiction movie in there, she looked at you like some kind of a freak?
Right. She looked at me like I was the monster from the horror, movie. And I remember, I looked behind me. I turned around, I looked at... Is she looking at something behind? Is there somebody behind me with a misshapen face? And she said, thank you. Any other questions? Now, Phil, I write for the Orange County Courier. I took time out of my day to go down to their little Halloween movie festival. I made my point. My time's valuable. I'm the entertainment writer. I'm Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist. I said to her, here is my read on this. Thank you. Any other questions?
Is it because they didn't... Is it because you don't feel that you are respected?
Yes, damn right it is.
No, but beyond the homophobia, is it because you feel that you were disrespected? Your time is valuable.
My time is valuable. I'm valuable. My writing is valuable. My profession is valuable. Everything about me is valuable. And I'm down there in Anaheim Hills at a public library sitting there watching, what was this one movie I think I just mentioned to you? Monsters Incorporated, and frankly, one... It's a kid's movie, but if I were a child, I would be offended that people think I'm that simple-minded and stupid. What was the name of this movie? Pooh's Heffalump Halloween movie, that thing. If I were a three-year-old child and they threw that on in front of me, I'd be insulted, even though I'm three.
877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Doug Danger about... The ParentDish.com top list of the best 10 movies for Halloween for children. And I think, first of all, it's a good service they're providing, and we want to know what are good movies for our young children. These are movies obviously not intended, I don't think, for adolescents. I think these are for smaller children. The fact that they had E.T. in there seems to be at the very center of your complaint with this group.
Well, my complaint with the Anaheim Hills parent group is that she says to me, thank you, any other questions? My complaint with Parent Dish is that they don't know what they're talking about. They never have known what they're talking about, and they always put a list out like this, that as I said, were I a three- or a four-year-old, I would be very, very, very offended, and I'd want to speak to somebody about it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to a phone call here. Robert in San Francisco. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, I want to know what's this guy's deal. Like, hey, why do you think you're better than everybody else because you're a gay man and a gay journalist?
Well,
like you're sitting there discrediting. No, you're sitting
right now. I think I'm better than you, for instance, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Because I've been down a tough road, and I've learned how to deal with people who want to put me down for what I am. You know, and I can stand up for myself.
You think you can go around discrediting companies because they slip a quote-unquote science fiction movie into a Halloween list because you're a gay straight man.
No, like, what, I
you're putting yourself
I'm
on
a gay man.
Pedestal.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Like gay
Why
journalist.
Did you say straight? Why did you say straight? I didn't say I'm straight. I said I'm gay.
That's what I
mean. Did somebody slip you a roofie? What I'm saying is...
All right, we got to take a break. Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. More with Doug Danger in a moment.
Phil Hendry.
Wow.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, also online tonight at philhendryshow.com, and our affiliates across the country, including some brand-new affiliates. And we have with us Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, invited to witness a compendium of films, top 10 Halloween movies for children at the Anaheim Hills Parent Media Group. And you saw that they had included E.T. when you pointed that out to the group. This was a point of departure between you and the group, and that it became even worse. Now, you're not going to promote their group at all. You've even gone so far as to say they've slipped in movies that are stupid and injurious to children. You guys are really at odds.
Absolutely, Phil. Let me tell you something. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. When I said to them, E.T. is a science fiction, and the lady with the fat ankles, I forget her name.
And the idea that you call this woman somebody with fat ankles and strip mall nail job, you know.
Excuse me? I'm talking about the name of the woman.
This Ann Shelter?
Yes, that's the woman. And I said, yeah, E.T.'s a science fiction. And I figured that's a slam dunk. I figured when I said that, everybody in the room would then pay attention to what I've got to say, know me as a film critic. They'd forget the questions or the comments they had because they'd know the game's on. And the big dog's in town, and move over, let the big dog eat. And so I said, yeah, thank you. E.T. is a science fiction. And I didn't even look up. I kept on writing in my notepad, figuring, even though she had kind of a stupid look on her face, she'd at least acknowledge that that was right. Instead, as I was writing in my notebook, and I wasn't really writing anything, I was making it look like I was writing, so it would look like I didn't really care what she had to say, I hear her say, thank you very much, any other questions? And that, you could probably hear the lead on the pencil I was using break. And I remember pressing down extra hard, that's how angry I was, and it broke the pencil almost in half. And that's when I said, okay, it's on now. I'm not going to help you with anything. I don't care if you people, if your little group here with your Halloween movies, and I even said to that guy as I was leaving, not that he cared. He wasn't even looking at me when I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And Casper the Friendly Ghost insults the intelligence of every two-year-old in America. And he's just sitting there.
877-876-PHIL. Here on the Phil Hendry Show, Maria in Brooklyn, New York, listening on WWRL. You're on with Dean Wheeler. Maria, go ahead, please.
Yes, I think that these gay men and gay journalists need to understand that, you know, all the time we're going to be looked at funny, and he's just whining. He should know that that's how it is, and he should not be complaining so much.
Oh, really? So I'm supposed to tell your child, Maria, that E.T. is a horror movie, not a science fiction. That's a lie. I can't do it. I'm not paid to
lie. Why not? I mean, you know that you're going to be looked at funny.
Oh, look at you calling me a queer.
Well, you called yourself a queer.
Gay journalist.
All right. Oh, gay man and gay journalist. Only I get to say queer. No straight people. And as far as what you know, you may think it's funny, ma'am, and that's good for you. But when I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, that means that I tell the truth. And when I say E.T. ain't a horror movie, it's not a horror movie.
I think you're just whining.
You know, I can hear you laugh. Is that what you're doing? You're laughing, aren't you? I can hear you laughing. And if I were a straight
man,
that would anger me. Because I'm a gay man, I don't care.
Yeah, you care, all right. I can hear it in your voice. And what's this stuff about how you're pretending like you didn't care what the lady said, and when she said, are there any other questions, the pencil broke?
You she just ended the conversation. That's it.
What?
There was nothing else to say.
Wait a minute. If you've got a list that you advertise as the top horror movies for little tiny kids, okay, and you say these are good horror movies to show little tiny kids at Halloween, okay, great. And then you slip in a science fiction the same way some guy might slip a roofie into your drink.
That's the second time you've used that analogy. I don't like that.
Well, you know what I'm saying, Phil. I think that's wrong. And I said so to this woman with the fat ankles and her effeminate partner. But if you don't care, Maria, that's fine. If you want your kids to sit around watching E.T. and think it's a horror movie, huh? What is that? Horror movie?
You know,
I don't understand that.
You are just, you know, a whiny gay man, gay journalist. That's it.
Let me tell you something. I can bring any guy you know. I can bring it. I'll throw down with anybody. Don't worry about it, honey.
Okay, great. Maria, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. There's no need to be rude.
How was I rude?
The honey thing? I don't appreciate that.
I didn't call you honey.
I understand, but I don't appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Listen, Doug, I understand, you know, seriously, who cares about your sexuality? You're trying to do a job. You're out there going to this thing. But I don't know whether you remember this movie. I'm 40 years old, and I haven't watched E.T. in a lifetime. But the kids go trick-or-treating in the movie. Halloween is part of that movie. So it makes sense that it's in a Halloween. It makes perfect sense. I don't see what the big deal is that they threw E.T. into a children's film festival that's supposed to be at Halloween. How is that insulting?
I'll tell you why. Because Halloween movies are about ghouls and ghosts. If, for instance, a Halloween movie is simply a movie that takes place at Halloween time, well, then why not just have a, like any movie? It's got nothing to do with anything other than Halloween. That's not scary.
Okay, but hang on.
What?
Just for a second, hear me out. I'm not, because I don't want to get into it. You know, I'm not here to call you names or talk about your ankles or whatever it is. But you know, if the kids go trick-or-treating in the movie, they have to dress up in the movie. Halloween is part of the movie. It doesn't insult me that that's in the Halloween thing. If I took my kid, I don't think my kid would have a problem with watching E.T. amongst other Halloween movies where kids dress up or whatever. It's Halloween, it's for kids. It's at a library, right?
No, you don't understand. You don't understand. You see, you want me to tell you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so that guys like you probably don't like it.
You do. I don't care.
You do.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
I don't
yes,
care
you do.
If you're purple.
You want to know why? Because if I lie to your kid and say E.T.'s a Halloween movie, then you're going to turn around and...
6, Phil. Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, first I want to say I'm not a gay man and I'm not a gay journalist. I want to get that out in the open because it seems to be particularly important to talk about.
Who cares?
And I need to understand, Doug, what your issue is. The woman asked if there's any questions, and you stated, you made a statement, and then you looked away. So if I'm that woman, I'm first perplexed that you didn't ask a question. And
because
then you
the question,
even look
no, I made a, sta- in I made a statement. I made a statement. I don't need to ask a question. She's got nothing to tell me. I'm telling her. And I told her. E.T., look, I've already made my statement, Mr. Hendry. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I dealt with all the homophobes from New Hampshire. And
Hold on for a minute. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is I keep getting the same question over and over again. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. E.T.'s a science fiction. When they didn't do anything about it, I said, I'll ruin you. I'll ruin all of you.
And that's it, huh? No discussion, no nothing.
That's it.
Help me understand what your sexuality has to do with what they asked you to do with
the
kids' movie.
Why are you interested? Let me tell you something. My sexuality is important for me to express because I want everybody to know that when I give an opinion, I give it as a gay man and a gay journalist.
Now, straight people don't do that. Your sexuality.
Yeah, all the time. Straight people are talking about their sexuality all the time, man. All the time. Okay?
I think
you can beg to differ all you want, man, but you don't, you know, you ain't me, you ain't coming from where I'm coming from, and, you know, tell you what, something else. any day you want to talk about it, you just let me know where and when, okay?
All right, look, Doug, take it easy, all right?
You know, I've had it, man. These guys don't think I can throw down. I'll throw down with any of these. This chump change, this guy, that guy in New Hampshire.
All right, just take it easy, okay? Take it easy. You made your point. They're not going to have, you know, you're not going to back up the Anaheim Hills thing. And, you know, and thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. And I don't know what your problem is.
You got some of the stupidest callers I've ever heard in my life. In my life, I've listened to talk shows. I've been around talk. I've never heard more individual stupid people lined up one after the other than on your show.
You know something, Doug? I have you on all the time with your gay man, gay journalist. Nobody else will have you on. You talk about being gay. You talk about this. You talk about that. And if you get a lot of people who are giving you pushback on that, that's the trade-off.
Yeah, but you've got some real idiots, man. I mean, real idiots. What do, man? Do you go out and canvas the gene pool in America and try to find people who, you know, specifically are descended of inbreds and...
No, I don't do any of that stuff. You just don't like these people because they don't agree with you. And that's that. So go off and do your thing and destroy the Anaheim Parents Project.
Oh, here we go. Now, I'm the bad guy, huh?
Well, you're the guy that said that you wanted to ruin them because they wouldn't accept E.T., you know, your opinion on E.T.
That's not my opinion, man. I'm a gay man and a gay child. Let me ask you something. Have you seen E.T.?
Yeah.
Is that a science fiction?
Yeah, technically, I guess it is.
All right, then why don't you back me up?
Because the people have opinions. That one guy said it's a Halloween movie, too.
Just because some guy's got a trick-or-treat bag, don't make it a Halloween movie. A Halloween movie's a horror movie. I'm gay.
Poof! Just let it settle it. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Dr. Green Thumb report for tonight. Better late than never. Just in time, girlfriend calls 911 on pot-smoking beau. That's right, Lebanon, Missouri. Reported to us by KMBC Television. 35-year-old man is charged in Missouri with possessing marijuana after his girlfriend called 911 and said she was tired of him smoking dope all day instead of getting a job. That's right, dispatchers in the southwestern Missouri town of Lebanon got a 911 hang-up call Saturday night after from a motel room. Oh, my God. They're like living in a motel. He's smoking dope all day. Boy, you picked a winner there, honey. Police said Ossifers went to the motel and were told by the woman that her boyfriend did nothing during the day but smoke weed. Yeah, and? The Lebanon Daily Record reported that the man told police his girlfriend was angry because he didn't have a job yet. He then admitted having marijuana in his car and handed over a pipe containing the illegal drug. He was issued a summons for possession and released. Facebook co-founders give $170,000 to pro-pot measure. California's ballot measure to legalize marijuana has a new friend. Facebook co-founder Sean Parker is given $100,000 to back the proposal. Parker's donation was reported in Proposition 19 campaign finance filings this week. And he's not the first big Prop 19 donor with ties to the social networking site. Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz had made two donations totaling $70,000, including a $50,000 contribution last month. Neither Parker nor Moskovitz are still with the Palo Alto-based Facebook, but both still have ownership stakes. Recent estimates put the value of the privately held company as high as $33 billion.
What's interesting here is that Parker's a member of the generation that really gets it, said Stephen Gutwilling, a spokesman for the drug policy. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Anyway, they gave you the money, dude, and just don't mess it up. Here is a story from the Houston Chronicle. A 21-year-old Central Texas man allegedly looking for trouble. Well, he found it on Craigslist. A Bell County grand jury had indicted McDarian Lanier Jordan on a felony marijuana possession charge after he allegedly used the classified advertising website to market weed. Bell County Assistant District Attorney Murph Bledsoe told the Killeen... What the hell is with the names in this Texas town, man? Anyway, Murph Bledsoe told the Killeen Daily Herald it was as if he were advertising a used car. A Nolanville police officer used the email address in the ad to negotiate the purchase of a pound of weed at a meeting place. Police say they found 14.4 ounces of dope in a shoebox in Jordan's car. Jordan was freed on bond. No telephone number was listed for him. So many stories like that, you know. Is it because we just have more communication, or are dope dealers getting dumber?
I think dope dealers getting dumber because there's more legal way to sell a dope.
Could be. Mom's son's girlfriend charged in pot bust. In Punta Gorda, Florida, a woman and her two sons and the girlfriend of one of the boys were arrested after deputies say they were dealing marijuana out of their Punta Gorda home. What am I doing, man? Well, that's not even a word, is it?
That's a detective.
I don't know. It's kind of like the other day when you called Canada Canadia. Anyway, detectives shut down the operation at 2419 Sunshine Boulevard. Yeah, I'll bet it was. They say they found a half pound of pot and about $26,000 in cash in the house, as well as a notebook that appeared to be a lot of drug sales. Investigators also found numerous plastic baggies, pipes, scales, three pieces of counterfeit currency, and remnants of marijuana cigarettes. Linda Ann, get a load of this name, Linda Ann DeRoach, age 48, is charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia. Patrick Charles DeRoach and his girlfriend, Megan Marie Shalito, are charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana over 20 grams, all kinds of laws against the possession of marijuana. Anyway, Thomas John DeRoach is charged with violation of probation, possession of marijuana, you get the general idea, right? Okay. The sheriff's office says the two boys have scores of prior arrests between them. The adults bonded out, and Thomas DeRoach was taken to the Department of Juvenile Justice. Get your kids involved. You want to smoke dope and deal dope, that's one thing. Why do you got to get your kids involved, you white trash, you? Study claims short-term memory loss can vary by strain of weed. This is funny. A new study in the British Journal of Psychiatry claims marijuana-related memory impairment is caused by the ratio of THC to cannabidiol. According to the study, the key difference between the types of cannabis is the ratio of two chemicals found in all strains of THC. THC is the primary active ingredient and is responsible for the effects associated with the classic high. The second chemical, cannabidiol, has more calming effects, and brain imaging studies have shown that it can block the psychosis-inducing effects of THC. Psychosis-inducing? Oh, yeah. That's what Dr. Stone said.
Yeah, Dr. Stone.
All right. Anyway, skunk-type strains of weed contain a higher ratio of THC to cannabidinol than do hashish or herbal types. The study used 134 pot smoke. In other words, the worse the dope, the less that you'll become psychotic. Well, police arrest. I mean, I'm willing to risk psychosis for
good dope.
Exactly. But I don't, you know. Anyway, police arrest 500-pound man on drug dealing charge. So, look at that headline. Police arrest 500-pound man. Why? He couldn't hide it? Or Allentown, Pennsylvania. Two city men were arrested Wednesday for selling marijuana to an Allentown police informant. Jose Wilfredo Rivera, known as Fat Teddy because of his 510-pound frame, and Alexander Flores were arrested shortly after making the deal at 2:25 p.m. Wednesday in a 500 block of North Ellinger Street, according to court records. Rivera, 36, and Flores, 38, that big fat slob, were charged with two counts of possession with intent to deliver marijuana possession. You get the general idea. He was a fat man. He was selling dope. He's under arrest.
I'm not the one, man.
Hold on, man. Okay, so that's the Dr. Green Thumb report. What's that?
Yeah, but what?
I don't know. I mean, they thought it was funny to report that a fat man was selling dope.
Yeah, because there's no... You're not going to get more high.
Yeah, well, there's going to be more psychosis-inducing effect.
on account of fat? You know what? I don't think they've ever done a study like that. No, I agree with you, Robert. You know, they just said, hey, hey, look at this, man. A 500-pound dude was selling dope. Yeah, big fat guy. Okay. But, I mean, what about that? What about what, man?
What about, like, fat and what it had to do with how to, what did it say? But
the psychosis-inducing effects.
I don't know. Do I look like a doctor?
Yeah, but they reported that for a reason.
I'm telling you, they reported it not because fat makes marijuana more potent. They reported it because it was a funny headline to them. Big fat man, 500-pound guy selling pot.
What's funny about that?
I personally, I don't know. I don't particularly. I think it's the idea of a 500-pound guy doing a lot of stuff may be funny, but selling dope, I don't know. And I can't answer your question. Quit bugging me. I had the story to do. Now it's too late.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. You guys have a great weekend, okay? Bud, Robert, thank you very much. Check us out on philhenryshow.com for our podcasts. philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry Show is produced by Jason Rantz. Our technical director is Charles Wagon. The story was Jerry Brown's aide called Meg Whitman a whore. So, you know.
I would have rather to hear about that than a 500-pound man.
Me too.
Phil Hendry.